American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Well, that's what it's about. It's grassroots.
That's Craig Uden. He's the recent NCBA past president. He's a fourth generation cattleman from Elwood, Nebraska. Uden has always been active in helping shape the ever-changing and challenging beef industry. He believes in giving back to an industry that's been good to him. And while he has stepped aside from the day-to-day management, he still enjoys buying and selling cattle and his customer relations title because it is the relationships that are built in the cattle industry that makes the business so rewarding. Uden is a partner in Dar Feedlot, Inc., a commercial cattle feeding operation in central Nebraska. He and his wife, Terry, also own and manage three commercial cow-calf operations.
Stay busy in the beef sector. I'm kind of a gate-to-plate thinker. It's kind of how I've always been, and you know, you kind of got to design your success at the end at the beginning.
And while president of NCBA, Uden traveled around the country building the grassroots organization and helping the states and National Cattle Association become stronger.
Well, that's what it's about. It's grassroots. When I took this, I said one of my goals is to strengthen the state-national partnership. We've had it over on the checkout side. We need it in the policy side. If you're going to preach it, you might as well live it. So I spent a lot of time this year with the states. I wanted to be there for 2 or 3 days, understand their issues, understand their people, their challenges, and help them see how we can shake them challenges and create opportunities working hand in hand from the state onto the national level.
We talked about the trade, the fact that the 2017 year was great for the cattle industry.
2017 was a great year for all sectors of the beef industry. And you know, we've never been able to produce this high quality of product.
And the Cattlemen's College, part of NCBA, is helping increase the quality of American beef.
Cattlemen's College shows you what the available technology is and some of the opportunities out there. These producers take that, take it home, improve their operations, and consequently you get a higher quality product at the end. And domestically, on the checkoff side, we worked on beef safety. So when you have safe product that is high quality, kind of sells itself in the U.S. And we've seen strong demand for the U.S. And we've seen a huge global presence of an opportunity for high quality beef.
That's Craig Uden, fourth generation cattleman from Elwood, Nebraska.
Thanks, Patrick. Now a visit with Annette Jones, the state veterinarian with the California Department of Food and Agriculture. The issue? Antibiotics in cattle.
There's nobody closer to the animal probably than the people that live with them and see them every day. A lot of people that live off the farm don't realize that, but I firmly believe that producers do care about the health of their animals probably more than anybody else.
She says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration placed into effect the Veterinary Feed Directive in October of 2015, an important piece of the agency's overall strategy to promote the use of antibiotics in food-producing animals.
You know, that direction from a veterinarian is to make sure we're using the right antibiotic at the right time and to try and prevent the need for antibiotics through different, you know, vaccination, herd health, nutrition, and same with humans. So this is not unique to animals. So there is definitely an effort to reduce use, but like I said, more importantly, to make sure the use is appropriately.
That's Annette Jones, the state veterinarian for the California Department of Food and Agriculture. Stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.